There's something almost philosophical about the MIT meteorite finding, which I want to make sure we give proper space to because it's easy to skim past it as a science brief. The researchers identified magnetic signatures in dust grains extracted from an Antarctic meteorite, grains that are 4.6 billion years old, making them the oldest solid material from our solar system. What they found is that these grains preserve evidence of magnetic fields that existed during the solar system's formation. And the strength and orientation of those fields suggests that magnetism played an active role in drawing material toward the protosun, not just gravity.
Why does that matter beyond the intrinsic scientific interest? Because the standard model of planetary formation is essentially a gravity story. Dense clouds of gas and dust collapse under their own gravitational weight, and the angular momentum of that collapse forms a disk that eventually coalesces into planets. If magnetism is a co-driver of that process, if the protosolar magnetic field was actively organizing and channeling material inward, that changes the computational models we use to understand planet formation, not just in our solar system, but in the roughly 5,000 exoplanetary systems we've now cataloged. It potentially explains some anomalies in planetary mass distribution that pure gravity models have struggled with.
The fusion fuel story is equally striking in its own way. Researchers have apparently cut the production time for fusion fuel, specifically tritium, the hydrogen isotope that powers deuterium-tritium fusion reactions, from a process that previously took multiple days down to a matter of hours. This might sound like a logistics story, but it's actually about one of the fundamental bottlenecks in commercial fusion power. Tritium is extraordinarily rare. It decays relatively quickly, and producing it efficiently has been one of the quieter constraints on fusion viability that doesn't get as much attention as the plasma confinement and energy gain challenges.
If you can produce tritium in hours rather than days, you dramatically reduce the inventory you need to maintain, which reduces cost, reduces the radioactive hazard management complexity, and potentially changes the economics of fusion power plants in a meaningful way. The companies racing toward commercial fusion, Commonwealth Fusion Systems, TAE Technologies, Helion, and several others, are all working against a timeline that depends on solving multiple engineering problems in parallel. Tritium production efficiency is one of those problems, and a breakthrough here cascades through the others.
It's worth mentioning that NOAA's Super El Niño forecast and the fusion fuel story live in the same conceptual neighborhood. They're both about energy systems, though at vastly different timescales. El Niño disrupts the energy balance of the ocean atmosphere system in ways that take decades to understand. Fusion promises to change humanity's relationship with energy production entirely if the remaining engineering hurdles can be cleared. We're in this strange moment where the energy challenges are becoming more acute at exactly the same time as some of the most promising energy solutions are moving from theoretical to engineerable.
The magnetism finding has a practical astronomy application too. One of the challenges in identifying potentially habitable exoplanets is understanding whether they likely have the geological and magnetic conditions that support liquid water and protect against stellar radiation. If we better understand the role of magnetic fields in solar system formation, we get better tools for predicting which exoplanetary systems had the conditions to form Earth-like planets in the first place. The 4.6 billion-year-old dust grain is essentially a message from the beginning of everything, and MIT's researchers figured out how to read part of it.